Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And we are back, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, with part two of the Scobro Show. I am Dave Schofield, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. And with me, given all the good insight, is my big brother, Rich. Rich, having fun so far?
Looking for that good insight you were looking talking about. I didn't see any around.
Yeah, well, I mean, we talked about the Ben Roethlisberger news. We think that's interesting. We want to see the signing on the dotted line, make sure everything's good.
Done.
We're breaking down cornerback because – I tell you what, if they lose these guys, they're in trouble. A question I didn't ask you. If the Steelers, because we're going to get to this, if the Steelers were to lose two of the four cornerbacks we're discussing, if they decide to make a cap casualty out of either Steven Nelson or Joe Hayden, and then they can only sign either Sutton or Hilton, and they're down to two, and then you got Pierre Lane. How confident are you in the Steelers replacing their depth at the quarterback position through the NFL draft?
I'm not.
For those of you listening, Rich just covered his face with his hands.
let me just have a few great words for you through the years. Let's see. What kind of things can we think of? We can think, of course, recently Artie Burns. Mm-hmm. We can go back further when they've tried to make big splashes and they've been all right, but never great. I always remember Chad Scott and some of those other guys. Yeah. Really, have we drafted a really great corner since we drafted Rod Woodson?
Let's just say this: I was serviceable. Yeah,
and I mean serviceable.
Was a solid
in the fact that he was above average, and had a nice long career.
Yes. Have they really been able to do it in the Mike Tomlin era?
No.
So not a lot of confidence there. So let's play devil's advocate. Let's say the Steelers can only keep two of those four corners.
Good gracious.
Which two are you keeping?
Honestly, if I can only keep two, I'm keeping the two starters.
You're keeping the two starters. Okay. I'll throw it out a little bit different. Go ahead. Give an explanation.
No, you go ahead because you're going to do what I was going to do. Go ahead.
I would keep Nelson and Sutton.
Yep, that was my next thing where I would go.
Because now this is looking at it in hindsight where you don't know, you know, because when you sign these guys, you don't know if you're going to get the other guys or not and everything else. The reason I would be the happiest with those two is Nelson's got the experience and he's younger than Hayden. Okay.
Yep.
And then Sutton brings the versatility of playing either inside or outside that you don't get from Hilton. I'm not saying they're the better two players. I'm just saying they'd be the better two
scheme
to hold on to, because you could be looking more long-term. You know, love Joe Hayden. Really love Joe Hayden. Every year that the Steelers get great play out of Joe Hayden is fantastic. But as we saw, it happens with everybody. Eventually you're going to get to a place where you don't. So, and I think Joe Hayden is closer to that than anyone else, strictly because he's going to be 32. So that's the way I would go. How concerned would you be about the Steelers' secondary if that was the case?
Oh, I would be concerned.
Okay. So now we know we want to keep all four.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get to keep three.
Okay.
Now you get to keep three.
All right. If I get to keep three, I'm going Nelson, Hayden, Sutton.
Nelson, Hayden, Sutton.
Yep.
I'm going to agree with that. And what's crazy is I want to keep Mike Hilton so bad because he does things that are so different and can bring that. But he's kind of the luxury, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a, wow, he's really nice to have, but I would feel more comfortable with the other three.
Yes.
Because you could, but.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
Because you could play, you know, because Sutton can play inside, outside. Hayden plays outside, but if, you know, but maybe he could play inside some. You know, it's a little more versatility between what you can do with those guys.
And the reason I said, yes.
Breaking news
from Evgeny Crosby that the Penguins just won in overtime. It was 2-2 going into the third when we went to start the show. So yeah, gotcha. they got the 2 points in overtime. Sorry. I was a little excited about that. I mean, you got no Steelers, got to be excited about the Penguins.
Sure.
Sorry about that. No, so
that's okay.
Yeah. I love Mike Hilton. And like I said, if someone's going to pay for Mike Hilton to come in as their slot corner, he's got to go to a really specific place that's going to use him right, or he's going to be that free agent bust.
Yep.
Because he's not your typical slot. And the worst thing a team can do is bring him in and try to make him a typical slot. Agreed?
Yeah. But yeah. Who's out there that would use him right?
Baltimore?
Maybe.
Tennessee, yeah. I could see maybe, you know, I'm thinking of teams that would have the right philosophy with it. I mean, and honestly, you got to have the safeties. You got to have the safeties over the top for him to be able to do what he does.
Yeah.
So.
And that's why I drop him to fourth on the list, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because as much as I like what he brings there, I feel you can still get other guys that can blitz off the corner. Now, will they do it as well as Hilton does? No. But, you know, you can play Sutton in there and he can blitz. Will he be as good a blitzer as
he's not Hilton? The blitzer.
No, he's not.
He's your coverage.
But he's going to be a better in coverage than Hilton is.
Yes. So yeah, it's the way it all works together is so great. Let's just say this. If the Steelers keep three and one of them is not Mike Hilton, then you're talking about that it's just you couldn't keep them all and you had to keep what service allowed you to do the most.
Yeah.
If the Steelers keep three and one of them is Mike Hilton, that tells me that James Pierre is going to be the real deal. And they know it. He just needs a little bit of time to get there. That's my opinion. Yeah. You can let someone else go if you think he's going to be that good. Do you agree?
Yeah. If you think he's going to be the real deal, then you can afford to let one of those other guys go instead.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's right. I think we're on the same wavelength. Yeah. So, bottom line is, are we okay with extending both of those guys? That's the big question. Do you want to do that? Do you want to tie up? I mean, I think not extending Steven Nelson would be very foolish.
Yeah,
this year, I think he should be. You know, after Ben Roethlisberger, when you're talking extensions, I would almost put him priority number one when it comes to extensions. Now, some people are like, well, what about TJ's? I'm not talking about that. You know, TJ can still play on his fifth year option and they could do his deal next year.
Yep.
Some people think that's foolish, but I'm like, now you could, you know, you tag him and sign him. And
yep.
You just have to continue to do that. Because personally, I still think $10 million for TJ Watt this season is still a steal, you know? So, and we don't want to forget about Justin Lane. Someone brought it up in the live chat. I just happened to look down and said, he'll still have a shot this year. Yes, he will. The thing is how much do you want to have to bank on them? So there are options. But to me, if you're only going to keep, here you go, I'm going to blow your mind. Out of those four guys, you only get to keep one.
Only keeping one.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got it narrowed down to two.
I do too.
Yeah. And I'm going to go ahead and say Steven Nelson.
Okay. That's where I'd lean into, but it'd be really tempting to go with Cam Sutton because of the versatility. But if you have other guys that can play the outside, I'm really worried about the Steelers' slot corner position if they can't keep either Hilton or Sutton. Because, I don't believe Justin Lane or James Pierre is built to be that person. Doesn't mean that they can't. And maybe the Steelers have the whole idea of moving Joe Hayden there, but I don't think that's a good move to do now with the way Hayden's playing on the outside.
Right now.
I mean, if they could keep all these guys, I mean, they'd be in great shape. Great shape.
Yeah. Like I said, if Kevin Colbert and Omar Khan could sit down and figure out how to keep all four guys at a cap hit that is no different than the two they currently have for just this one year, I say you do it.
Okay, so you're talking about if you can get all four for a cap hit of, I'm going to round it. Oh, wow, that's within $5,000 of being right on of a cap hit of $30,000. I think that can be done. I think they could come in under that. If they can get both those two extended and bring in the other two with the signing bonuses to start, I think that's doable. I think that's a win. I think that's a win if they do that.
Yeah, I think it would be too.
We're doing the best we can to keep these shows from going crazy in the off season like we did last week, and we just kept going and going and going.
Dave got scolded.
Yeah. Let's just be honest. Yeah, well, no. That wasn't just me.
I know it wasn't just you, but you got scolded.
Yeah, I know. But you know, we try to say what we're going to do. We need to stick with what we're going to do. You want to take 5 minutes and answer a few questions before we put our big question out there?
Couple randos. Let's get a couple.
Yeah, let's get some. Let's get some. It could be about. It could be about the cornerback stuff. It could be about Ben Roethlisberger. It could be, let's try to keep it Steelers related. And we're obviously not going to get to all of them, but we'll get to what we can. You can use a super chat. Don't feel like you have to use a super chat. It's all right. We can just get them out there. This is a good question already.
Yep. Go fast with it.
I'm Andrew. If William Jackson can be signed for what we could save by cutting, trading Nelson or Hayden, should we sign him, William Jackson III, and trade one of our corners for a third? And that Urban Meyer might want Hayden from college or something with that connection. Would you be willing to bring in someone like a William Jackson? To me, the only reason I'd make that move is if you are getting rid of either Hayden or Nelson. One of your starters.
Exactly.
And I don't know that I would do that out of familiarity, but It's a good question. I don't know that I'd go that route, but if the money works, you know, everything you do, you got has to be there with the money. So great question. I don't really have the answers for it. I know some people, I'm afraid William Jackson's going to be a lot more than that. That's the biggest thing with me that I think he'd take more. Tom wants to know, he says there's rumors the Steelers are targeting former players that are cut from other teams like Finney, Jesse James, and other stuff. I did the thing about Kelvin Beachum. Right now, Kelvin Beachum's the only one that's actually a free agent. Okay. I could see him coming back to the Steelers. You think as other former Steelers get cut, you think they're coming? You think there's a good chance?
If Jesse James ends up a cap casualty, would not surprise me one bit to see him back.
Same here.
With the black and gold.
I'm not banking on it because he's got to be cut first.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And same with BJ Finney to give some.
Yeah, both could end up being cap casualties. But
yeah, I mean, BJ Finney did not play an offensive snap in the NFL last year between Seattle and Cincinnati. He did not play any offensive snaps. So, very interesting. So, you got it.
Steelers 46. What would TJ be signed long term? Steeler check, if this one's pretty simple in my mind. The Steelers, he will play this year on the $10 million fifth-year option of his rookie deal. The Steelers will then put the franchise tag on him, and they will work out his extended contract before that deadline.
That's what I bank on, too. Is there still the possibility they could do with this offseason? Yes, there is. But I don't think it has to be done. And frankly, the only way that I would do it is if it actually knocks down this year's cap hit, because there's so much of a signing bonus spread out over, I think you can only spread it over 5 years. So even if they sign them to like a 6-year deal, it wouldn't matter. So it would really depend on those numbers. Good question. Yep. Cree wants to know, do the Steelers draft any defensive players?
Well, me being having my degree in mathematics, the statistics tell me yes.
Wouldn't even be shocked if that's their first draft pick. It
wouldn't surprise me either.
They're going to need to add some depth at edge. And honestly, if the right inside linebacker's there to pair with Devin Bush, that would just be like boom. Like we talk about the linebacker from Tulsa that I think Collins is his name. Somebody like that. I could see the Steelers doing that, and I wouldn't have a problem with it. They're going to add at least two defensive players. But remember, the Steelers are going to add, most likely have at least one, if not two, compensatory draft picks. And they're on the verge. It's funny because two of their picks are so close to each other based on the valuation of them. They could lose both of them or actually get both of them because one of them is barely in and one of them is barely out. So it'll be real interesting to see. That should be coming up here in March. You got the next question?
Portna says, if we sign JJ, shouldn't the Watt brothers have to wear thick black glasses and one of them punch Miles Garrett during warmups? That would be hilarious.
That would be great. I love that. So, and like people say, if JJ goes to Cleveland, that's a complete betrayal. So
he's not going to Cleveland.
Yeah. Do you understand this question? Tyler wanted to know what's better, inside linebacker or offensive tackle. If he means to draft, I'm not sure. We might have to skip over that one. Wasn't sure what he meant there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's meaning there either.
So, sorry about that, Tyler. Josh said, if you could keep one free agent, who would it be?
Bud.
You keep, I mean, regardless of money. See, to me, it's not. Right. It's not Bud because I'm still big on that cost over replacement.
I know.
You have Highsmith right there going. Same with a lot of other things, even with Juju, because you got more wide receivers behind him. Honestly, it'd be one of the corners for me right now, the way I'm leaning, just especially based on what I think their salary would bring. Or honestly, probably my best answer is Tyson Alualu. I'd like to see him back. I just really like him and thought he was fantastic this year. Let's do two more.
Okay.
So you got them or me?
You get one, then I'll get one.
Okay. So here we go. I didn't even read it, but this is from Todd. He said, did the Steelers draft a quarterback or possibly is it going to be like Najee Harris as a running back? I don't see them drafting. If you're talking first round pick is what I'm assuming here. The only way, if you're going to go quarterback, go big. Even with Ben Roethlisberger supposedly coming back. Michael Beck, I think, has an article that he's working on that says with Ben coming back, that could even be a bigger reason to maybe go get a quarterback this year. If you're going to do it, go do it. Make the move, get the guy. Don't just pick a guy who just happens to be there when who you really want was already gone. I'm not big on first-round running backs because I don't see the Steelers keeping running backs super long-term beyond their rookie deals. So I don't know. From what I've seen is there's not a large drop-off to a couple good running backs that could be there in the second. I'm really big on the one guy out of North Carolina that could be there, and it is what it is. So what do you think, Rich? I spent too much time on that.
Yeah, you know, I kind of glazed over looking for another question to take. So,
gotcha. Quarterback off the table this year? Or do you think it's a possibility?
It's still a possibility. Probably more likely next year, year after.
I'm like Jeff Hartman. If you're going to go get someone, go get Trey Lance. I mean, you're not going to be able to go get Trevor Lawrence. So if you're going to go get someone, go get Trey Lance, who didn't play this year because of it being the FCS. I think he had one game.
Right.
Then that gives him a year or whatever. If you're going to do it, but you don't have to do it. I'm going to take the last question because it's a super chat.
Okay. Go for it.
Tyler says, my bad, $5 in the tip jar. My bad. Meant to say, do we draft offensive tackle or inside linebacker in the first round?
I still can't answer that yet, Tyler, because I need to see what the Steelers do right now in terms of who leaves, who potentially re-signs. Mm-hmm. What happens over the next, let's see. The free agent period starts 17th?
The legal tampering is the 15th.
15th,
right. They can officially sign the
17th. Sign on the 17th.
Yeah.
We'll, within a week or so after that time, things will start to line up a little better, and that will be a little easier. If you were to ask me my thoughts right now, my thought is a little bit depends on who's there. I agree with Dave. If that perfect inside linebacker is there to pair with Devin Bush over the next few years, I don't see how you could pass on that. But if one of those great offensive tackles has slid down a little further than you'd expect, be kind of tough not to go get that too. So
if they're both there,
wow,
you're the inside tackle you thought might not inside tackle.
Yes, that was pretty okay.
We're gonna get an inside tackle. Yeah. Okay, if they're both there, a specific tackle that they thought might not be there for, but they really like, and a specific inside linebacker that you thought would be there that you or thought wouldn't be there that you really like, they're both available. What do you do?
Again, I can't say for sure.
I know. You're giving a Dave answer.
Well, do we have Robert Spillane?
Yeah. No. Spillane. Do we have Avery Williams? Price. They just
Right. But do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Who's in our inside linebackers room? Well, who's in our offensive lineman room? That will say a lot as to what we want to do if things are all said and done equal.
I mean, I watched last year's Senior Bowl looking at the tight ends because it was so obvious the Steelers were going to need to draft a tight end. No, they didn't. They signed Eric Ebron. You know, something like that could happen, and that could change everything. But if you've got to go at it from now, Tyler, that's a great question. I'm saying if you go into the draft before the first player's name is called, I'm thinking that there's going to be a good offensive tackle that's available. To me, inside linebacker is just going to be one of those things that the Steelers will be doing their due diligence. And if it falls in your lap, you might just have to say, we can't pass it up. I mean, remember how upset people were that they drafted Juju Smith-Schuster the second round because we needed a corner so bad. But guess what? They're like, he was just too good to pass up in that spot. They were right.
Yeah.
So you good? All right. We need to get to the big question. So, Do you have a big question?
Or as we like to call it, the rapid fire question.
The rapid fire question, where we throw out one question first to each other, and then we will put it in the live chat, and we will bring up your responses right away. Did you have one? It looked to be quick.
I don't have one. Go ahead.
So we are going to go with this. Okay. I'm sure we've talked about it a bunch. We've just got to do it. You've got to go. Let's go with the either or of the two free agent cornerbacks. We've answered this already. You can only sign one. I know we would ultimately love to sign both of them, but we're going to try to get the pulse of the BTSC live chat is if you could only get one, here it comes now in the live chat. We've already answered it. Are you going Hilton or Sutton? You can only pick one. Who is it going to be? So we already know that you say if you could only do one, you would go Sutton. That's what Guyro's going. He's saying Sutton. So I would say Sutton just based on the versatility. It jumped on you, didn't it?
Yeah, you got to get Cree, rolling.
Cree has Hilton. Ezra has Hilton. Shaquille has Sutton. Kathy has Hilton. Now, we're doing this assuming that both of the other guys are still here, that we still have both Hayden and Nelson.
Right.
So it would be the other one. Okay. Steeler Fan 74, Sutton. Okay. I'm going to mess that first name. Is that
Myrna Jane and Bert, who, by the way, is in Maui. I saw you when you came on and said, hey, from Maui, Hawaii. So hey, enjoy the sunshine.
At that profile picture, and I'm like, they're just up not too far from where my seats are there at Heinz Field. And they say Sutton. Donald Nolan says Sutton. I know I'm going to skip. I know this is going to jump on me. AJ says Sutton. Steel Dog 88, Hilton. George Teston, Hilton. Milner was going with the proper spelling this time with Sutton. I know we all want to type too fast. Steelers Pittsburgh says Hilton. Just Me says Sutton. Robert Ellison, Sutton. Okay. Benor says Sutton, better in coverage. I agree Sutton's better in coverage, but Hilton does add that element that you don't have otherwise. So therefore, he said he was taking Sutton. Yeti says Sutton. Chad says Sutton. Todd says Hilton. Okay. Let's Toast Media says Sutton. It skipped on me. I got to go back and find it.
Double H.
You guys are tying them so fast. It's going crazy. Yep.
Double H says
Sutton. He says Sutton. Shane, what is this? Shane, behind the steel curtain, Sutton. Tom says Hilton. Okay. So let's see. Josh, what did he say?
Josh says Hilton. Gives Lane or a draft pick year to be groomed.
Okay, yeah. I still think it's Pierre year to be groomed, personally. Sam says Sutton. Andrew Wilbar says Sutton. Steeler Chick 46. Did we already say her? I don't know if you're not. Hilton. Okay. Justin Conway says Hilton. I think I got Donald Sutton already. Man, this is we're split pretty even, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Reginald says Sutton because Hilton struggles with his coverage. Dark Storm 1 says Sutton, though it's very close.
Sure.
Raheem Hunt says I like Hilton more. I get it. Okay. Tyler W says Hilton without Blitzburg because of coming off the blitz.
Yep.
Josh Smith said Hilton. I think we already got him, didn't we? I love Ezra's.
Yeah, I know.
Rod Woodson.
can we have the 23-year-old Rod Woodson.
Not the already with the gold jacket.
Rod Woodson.
Okay. Derwin says Hilton. Ryan Sandal says Hilton, but because he loves those blitzes.
Yeah.
I missed it. It went away. I skipped again. Awesome stuff. 1983 says, I don't know the question, but Sutton.
Thank you. Awesome stuff.
Now it's a lot of people getting into discussion about it, which is great. Henry Manuel says Sutton. That extra black says Sutton. It's close. It really is. And honestly, what Sutton really has.
And I totally understand why some folks really like Hilton because they love that blitz coming off
mm-hmm.
the slot. And I don't yeah. blame you. I love that blitz coming off the slot. Mm-hmm. That's why we need Omar to work some money magic, and we find a way to keep all four guys.
Yep. Mosto says Sutton for him. Yeah, I mean, this is it. We need to work the magic and see if you can keep them all. That's the best, because honestly, that's the answer I think almost every person in the chat would say if we gave them that question of,
yes,
are you keeping one or both? I think everyone's going to say both. They like it. Okay. So this is crazy. This is interesting that the situation they're in, I think they can make this one work. I think
so
they can make this one work. So do you. So Rich, before we close out the show here, anything else you have here for some closing thoughts before I give you mine?
No, just, again, thanks to folks for coming through here in the live chat, both with the questions and your thoughts on Hilton and Sutton. You all showing what you showed with the Hilton Sutton question make me feel a lot better about being so torn on it myself.
Yes, absolutely. That's spot on. So make sure that you are checking out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. We're constantly just giving you the content through the entire offseason. It's there. All you got to do is come check it out. All the podcasts are still rolling at you. Make sure, if you've never done it, if you're here right now on YouTube or Facebook, go check us out on the podcast platform for the audio only shows. I mean, I'm sorry, my favorite podcast is Let's Ride with Jeff Hartman.
Yeah, mine too.
I don't miss those. Those are great. If you haven't heard those, you are missing out. They are every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Unfortunately, on Thursdays, you got to put up with me with Stat Geek. And then on Tuesdays, Michael Beck with the live mic. We've also got Maddie P doing a Cap Room. Don't know if it's always going to be Cap. He's going to have some other stuff he might have to do with that. All the shows are really, you know the rundown pretty much now. We're keeping everything the same for you through the off season. So because we're keeping it the same, 9 o'clock next week, we'll be back here once again. Right, Rich?
Yes, because we can't wait.